In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor encourages you to take a walk on the wild side on the U of I campus.
I greatly enjoy the energy and activities that mark the beginning of a new academic year at the University of Illinois. But even in the middle of it all, I also make time to recharge by connecting with the natural world every day, whether by taking the long way as I cross campus for a class or a dedicated walk at lunchtime. If you're new to campus, or even if you're not, here are some suggestions for how you could do that, too. You could kiss a frog, or at least get close enough to see one. Just head down to the Boneyard Creek, which runs through campus from First Street to Lincoln Avenue, half a block north of Green. Bullfrogs often bask on the sandbars in the creek, and even on the rock ledges that border it behind Engineering Hall. While you're near the Boneyard Creek, make time to notice the wide variety of other life associated with it. In summer and fall, this includes many types of damselflies and dragonflies, which feast on the smaller insects the creek supports. With just a little bit of practice, you could even learn to identify some of the more conspicuous of these, widow skimmers, for example, which sport large dark patches at the base of their wings. When the water of the Boneyard is running clear, a patient observer can even begin to identify the fish that live there, which include largemouth bass, green sunfish, creek chubs, and striped shiners. It's hard to believe, but more than 20 species of fish now call the Boneyard home. And while you're out and about, don't forget to look up. In recent years, a peregrine falcon has staked a claim to some of the tall buildings near 4th Street, including Sherman Hall and Illini Tower. It's typically in town from late August until March, when it takes off to spend the breeding season elsewhere. The first report of the falcon's return for this year hit the local birders' listserv on August 13th. The easiest way to find the campus peregrine is to scan the ledges along the tops of the tall buildings near 4th Street. It's slightly smaller than a red-tailed hawk, the football-sized bird of prey you see perched along interstates, and its back and wings are a bluish-gray color. If you'd prefer to look for things that can be found in the same place every day, check out the spots where campus landscaping incorporates plants native to the tall grass prairie, many of which will peak in beauty in the weeks to come. These oases range from very small ones, like the planting in front of the headquarters for the Campus Honors Program on Oregon Street, to very large ones, like the one that surrounds the Business Instructional Facility. Look for prairie dock and other members of the Silphium genus, with their yellow flowers that grow on stalks taller than people, or New England aster, which explodes with purple blossoms right through the fall and attracts all manner of bees and other pollinators. And if you have the time, by all means get out to see the 3-acre prairie restoration project at Florida and Orchard, just east of the President's House. After 4 years, and with dedicated leadership from retired U of I researcher John Marlin and the labor of many, many volunteers, it's in spectacular shape right now.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.